savings to preserving over 50% of one's middle-class income. It teaches readers how to live well on less than $2,000 per month and how to use the savings to pay down debt and extend their financial runway to a year or more. Executing this leaves the reader in a position to have a full year of expenses in after-tax wealth, ready to be deployed in pursuit of early financial freedom. Part two of this book takes readers from $25,000 to $100,000 in personal wealth. It takes readers from 1 year of financial runway to a position in which they could survive for 3 to 5 years or more without earning a paycheck. While continuing to live efficient lifestyles, readers will further reduce their living expenses by purchasing a primary residence that allows them to live for free. They will also learn how to earn significantly more income by changing careers and how to develop habits tied to success. Opportunities to earn more income often develop out of careers in sales or technology, or are the result of joining a small company or freelancing. The financial runway developed in Part 1 will be critical to ensuring that readers can pursue these opportunities with little risk. Part 3 of this book takes readers from $100,000 to early financial freedom. It takes them from several years of financial runway to a lifetime of permanent financial abundance. Readers will continue to scale their income and live efficiently, but our focus shifts to the purchase and creation of income-producing assets. Readers are exposed to an advanced discussion on the concept of financial freedom and taught investment philosophy. They learn what types of wealth count toward financial freedom and what types don't. This background will enable readers to intelligently exploit the investment and income opportunities multiplying before them as their financial position improves and their financial runway lengthens. Readers also learn how to track their progress efficiently. This book layers philosophy alongside practical knowledge. Wealth creation is not a rigid formula or step-by-step process. Don't ignore income opportunities while you focus on building your first $25,000. Don't ignore investment opportunities while accumulating the first $100,000. You need to earn more, spend less, and invest the difference aggressively throughout your journey as they apply to the specifics of your situation. Understand that accumulating a lifetime of wealth in a short period of time involves making personal decisions in major areas of your life that are different from the norm. It involves working harder and smarter than the average employee, and it involves making different career decisions than the average Joe. Achieving early financial freedom involves managing wealth in a totally different way. In short, it involves a change of perspective that may be sharply at odds with that of your family, friends, and colleagues. Examples of the perspective you're about to discover include the following. You should start out by saving the next $1,000, not earning the next $1,000. A new car is totally unnecessary. You should spend more, not less, on entertainment and fun. Student loan debt is rarely worth it. Buying a home, or worse, a condo, in the best part of town will slow you down on your path to early financial freedom. Stocks are less risky than bonds. You need to spend less money to earn more money. Developing a specialty is far more risky than being a jack of all trades. A few good options are better than too many options. Contribute less, not more, to your retirement accounts and be ready to withdraw from them early. If you want a different financial result, you need a different plan. This book offers that plan. Work hard, spend as little as possible, invest the difference intelligently. Set yourself up for life as early as you possibly can. No, it's not easy. It'll be up to you to decide if it's worth it. Part 1. The first $25,000 is the hardest. This section shows you how to put yourself in a position where you have over a year of financial runway. It teaches you how to accumulate your first meaningful amount of capital. You will do this by focusing heavily on the preservation of your median income and by cutting out spending where it will make the most impact. To achieve the goal of this section, you need to accumulate at least 1 year of spending in readily accessible cash or equivalents. Why should you do this? Because this runway buys you flexibility, freedom, and the ability to make your first big investment. This kind of wealth building makes the next stage of wealth creation easy and automatic, and it will force you to think about building readily accessible wealth, not just maxing out a 401k or making a mortgage payment. You may not be able to retire on just 1 year of savings, but you can certainly introduce yourself to a wealth of choice, the ability to take advantage of opportunities unavailable to those with weaker financial positions. Remember, the goal is to build out a year-long financial runway. Retirement savings, home equity,